Today, from the Ohio Newsroom, a look into the carbon trade. Today, from the Ohio Newsroom, takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. This is Today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Ohio farmers have been in the corn and soybean business for a long time, but now some are entering a new market, carbon farming. That's when farmers earn credits for doing things like no-till planting or using cover crops, both of which increase the amount of carbon stored in the environment. Farmers can then sell those credits to corporations trying to reach net zero emissions. To explain how it all works, Brent Sonjan joins me now. He's a professor of environment and resource economics with Ohio State University. Hi, Professor Sonjan.
Hi, it's good to talk with you today.
Let's get started with the basics. What is carbon trading? And why is this practice becoming more popular now?
Well, the reason is because those companies out there, the Amazons, the Microsofts, the Shells, pretty much every company out there that is selling you and I products in every other market is selling those products by emitting carbon dioxide, either through the transportation networks or through the production of the products themselves. And they're trying to become carbon neutral. Many of them have made commitments to become carbon neutral, say by 2030, 2040, 2050, somewhere in that range. But they can't do it. I mean, transportation is still today driving our cars as a really carbon-intensive activity. So to try to get to net zero, that is on net, we have a net zero emission to the atmosphere, we have to accept that we're still going to emit carbon in the transportation sector, and we've got to store that carbon somewhere. And agricultural soils, forests, et cetera, are a great place to do it. So that's why there's so much activity in it, is because the demand for it is really high.
Okay, so how does sequestered carbon work to offset greenhouse gas emissions? I mean, what are the environmental benefits to this?
Already in the U.S., carbon sequestration in forests and agricultural soils and other areas in the agricultural and forest system account for about 10% of our total emissions in the U.S., and globally it's about 17% of the total emissions. So we already know that these land-based, nature-based solutions for sort of climate mitigation are actively helping us reduce the impacts of climate change today. It's already happening. Our goal is to try to make it happen even more. And we know from studies that we're able to do that through some of the activities that we can potentially have, you know, businesses pay for, such as conservation tillage, doing more cover crops, et cetera, or planting trees on your farm.
How do you respond to people who argue that carbon credits are essentially a corporate cop-out, that it's a way for big corporations to buy their way out of actually reducing greenhouse gas emissions?
Well, one way to sort of think about it is that, in fact, the biological system, the terrestrial ecosystem, is already doing this for us. So it's actually providing a huge benefit. And what most companies are actually planning to do is to increase that benefit. So, you know, right now in the U.S., about 700 to 800 million tons of carbon dioxide are sequestered every year in our agricultural and forest systems. We'd like to increase that to 1,000. So that's 300 million additional tons of carbon that won't be going into the atmosphere as a result of a carbon market.
And what does this practice mean for Ohio farmers? How will they benefit?
Well, I don't think they're benefiting a lot yet. I think there's a potential for them to benefit down the road. What we see right now are prices for carbon in the $7 to $8 to $9 per ton range, which means that the contracts farmers are going to get are pretty minimal. They're not going to make a lot of money on it. We do think in the future, over the next decade, the evidence suggests and all of the studies suggest that we're going to see big increases in those prices. And when you get those prices to $30, $40 per ton carbon dioxide, all of a sudden farmers have potential to make $10 to $15 per acre per year for some of the practices that they currently aren't doing and that they could do.
That was Brent Sonjan, a professor from Ohio State University, speaking with me about the carbon trade. Thanks so much for your time.
Great. Thanks for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Erin Gottsacker. We'll talk to you tomorrow.